Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm curious, do you think maybe we have been looking at that Lions loss maybe the wrong way? Have we been looking at it the wrong way? Because I think many people have looked at it as like, oh my God, look at this. It's a down thing. And I know, and understandably, and I know you said it, and I think, you know, many people felt it. I think I probably said it. Tyler may have said it, that this team is just not ready for prime time, not ready maybe for the top levels of the league. But do you think that potentially they looked at that game and gained a high level of confidence, Clint? And the listeners out there, do you think they gained a high level of confidence? Because they played with, Clint, you've said it. You said it going into the game. You said it after the game, that the Detroit Lions, that's the best team in football. And they dominated that first half, dominated a lot of parts of that game. Their defense went out and just shut them down without Will Anderson Jr. and other pieces. Their offense went up and put enough points and should have put up 30-plus points in that game without Nico Collins, without Stephon Diggs, with a new offensive line, with their new center and guard for the first time. Is there a thought that maybe they're taking a ton of confidence? I guess the analogy that I would use is, I remember the New York Giants when they won that Super Bowl, eventually when they stopped that 17-0 streak. They played the Patriots in the regular season and lost, but they played with them so well that I remember Strahan and all of them were saying they knew at that point that they could get anybody. If they could play with them, they could get anybody. And I wonder if maybe if the Texans are getting some of that from this performance against the Lions.
They should.
Yeah.
I mean, look, there's – once you get beyond the your heart getting ripped out of your chest
the way it did,
yeah, and once you get beyond the fact that it was three of the last four, and it that loss is compiled on, you know, with several others, once you get beyond all that and you just look at the Detroit game in a vacuum, absolutely, you played with the best team in football, and on top of that, the adjustments that your offensive coordinator made, which he's not getting credit for, which everybody wants to fire the guy because of it, the adjustments that he actually made schematically allowed your quarterback to not get the hell beat out of him and allowed you to capitalize on turnovers and allowed you to have a lead that you pissed off that you lost late in the ball game. And so, yeah, just the simple fact that you played with him, absolutely. They should take, you know.
I mean, it was more than played with him. Hell, I mean, you
should have beat him.
Yeah.
Right,
you're in control,
and then you take and you there's tangible plays that should have been made and are typically made that weren't, that would have changed. It's not like you can say, well, if we'd only made three or four more plays. No, if CJ would have just made that throw, and I'm not harping on it, not piling on. Just the reality of it is, it's easy to look at that and go, boy, that everything was there except we just literally didn't finish that drive. And so, yeah, Ron, I think there's even more than just we played with them. I think it's fair to say that,
because you got to feel like if you're the Texans, you did, like, it was you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, you let
and
them
again,
back.
I want to reiterate it. If the adjustments that were made offensively, schematically, that gave you the chance to play with that best team in football were absolutely tremendous. Bet this. If they'd have went back out there and they'd have continued to call plays the way they were calling plays, that game would have been lopsided in the first half. Well, maybe not, because he turned it over three damn times. But it would have been a 6-7 ball game instead of a 23-6 or whatever, 23 to whatever it was. Yeah, absolutely. They should take a ton of confidence from that. And
I wonder, are they? I wonder.
It's tough
because of the way it happened.
It's tough because it's three or four. Because you can't just.
It's hard.
It's one of three, and it's all of it's tough to stomach. But, I would. Boy, if they are not taking a lot from the fact that they were able to turn over that team five times, and they were able to be right there in that thing in the fourth quarter and have it a one-score game, it'll be a missed opportunity. Absolutely, they should.
From the text line coming through, heck yes, I have confidence in the Texans going toe-to-toe with the best. They took the Lions to the brink. The offense sputtered, but the defense kept them in it. Y'all are full of it. They gave us five turnovers, and we still lost. There's a thought of that, like, you know, you took five turnovers. Like, to me, that's a part of it. You made the plays. You caused those turnovers. And, yes, you shouldn't lose that game. And I get your point from that. But I don't think they just gave you turnovers.
Yeah, see, that texter there is in a spot where – well, it was just like where I just refused. And I think you agreed with me a couple of weeks ago when I came to the table. I was like, man, I can't doubt the defense anymore. Like, Ron, I can't tell you. I don't know why they keep attacking Derek Stingley instead of Kamari Lassiter. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Right. We can't sit here and keep talking about, well, they turned over Jared Goff five times, so Jared Goff tried to give it to us. Well, they turned over Jordan Love three times, and Jordan Love tried to give it to us. At some point in time, you just got to say, hey, man, D'Amico's calling defensively is causing major problems, and it's allowing the defense to create turnovers in an impressive way, and more importantly, against really good football teams.
Yeah, I don't know if it is because the way that they're coming out, especially where they're talking about CJ and stuff and trying to boost things up.
Sure.
I don't know if they took it that way, but it's just hard to get from the point of everything that happened and all this stuff that people are talking about is, like, you're sitting there with 9:05 left staring 30-13 in the face. Like that, we're not just talking about, oh, like you had them on the brink. No, 30-13 in the face, right? And you were controlling that the whole way. So that is hard that it got to from staring 30-13 in the face to now, like, just a devastating loss. And you wonder, you had to do the things to get to that point. And yes, the Texans shot themselves in the foot, but there is a thought of, like, they can gain. I mean, they got to at some point come out of that thinking, well, we can play with anybody. We can play with anybody. And I see this person who texted, and I get that. Yes, you know, they haven't scored in the second half and touchdowns in the second half. No, they shouldn't feel good about themselves. But even with all that, we all know if you watch that second half, there were multiple points where they should have scored and could have scored, and they kind of shot themselves in the foot that prevented them from not being able to score. So, I don't know. I just think that there is something to take from, and I wonder if they are. There's something to take from, yo, not only did we play toe-to-toe, not only did we have them on the brink, like, we were in a place, honestly, if we didn't do things ourselves – and our best players ourselves without arguably our best offensive player on the field and arguably our best defensive player on the field.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.